and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm Laura Vogt, the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and thank you for joining this week for our podcast once again. And it's coming. You're finally going to be on campus. You're getting to meet new folks and start your college career. So today I'm excited to have Mickey Estuesta, the Associate Director of New Student Services, to give us some backstage information on the Golden Bear orientation. Thank you, Mickey, for joining us.
Well, thank you all for having me. It's wonderful to spend some time talking with you all and sharing more about the Golden Bear experience and Golden Bear orientation.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about you and what you do for New Student Services?
Wonderful. Well, I've been at UC Berkeley for 3 years, and all my time has been with New Student Services. I have the privilege of focusing all my work really on three main areas: pre-arrival communications and programs for incoming students, parent support orientation, and GBO programs focused on sexual violence prevention and mental health. So those are my main areas, and I have the also esteemed privilege of working with most of the colleges.
Oh, okay. So it's not just engineering that you have to work with all the time?
No, everybody. That's the joy. New Student Services, we are serving every single one of the 9,000 incoming students.
Oh, there's 9,000.
Yeah. So they keep us pretty busy.
Is it mostly undergrad, or do you also do graduate?
Just undergrad. So okay. We serve about 6,000 first years and 3,000 transfers. So they keep us plenty busy.
I would imagine. And so why should students be excited about Golden Bear orientation? I know why I'm excited about it, but why should the students be excited?
Well, Golden Bear orientation really is meant to be a holistic welcome to campus. So rather than having you just come for a day, frantically running around campus for 24 hours or in the middle of the summer and try to figure out what's going on, we recognize there's way more to Berkeley than just getting your classes, figuring out where food is, and knowing what bus system to take. We want you to have that build, that communication, and recognize that holistic experience. And before classes even start, we want you to feel like you're set and you have that community. So everyone is new. I think that's my most exciting part, is that every single person is new. The entire campus is focused solely on those new students, and we all really get to embrace the fact that there are no silly questions. Everyone's coming into a new place and a new time, and can really build on that sense of community.
And so Golden Bear orientation starts with the move-in. So is there anything that students need to know about? What should they know about the move-in before they get here?
Well, our main move-in day is August 14th. That's a Tuesday. And there's a lot going on. The great thing with housing is if you have questions, they're available all throughout the summer. So I would definitely encourage calling if you have questions. But you get to pick your move-in time. So whether you're coming from Southern California and sitting on I-5 all day, or you're flying from China and you need to book your flights, that you get to pick the best time for you for that day to move in. But I think my advice is being patient. It's a lot going on. Be patient with yourself. Maybe be patient with your family members who are helping you move in on those days, because we know it's kind of bittersweet on that moment. And that if you really are worried because you've left deodorant or sheets at home, we actually have visits to Target built into orientation. So no worries if you ever left anything at home. We've got you taken care of during orientation.
Yeah, you'll definitely be able to pick up anything around here.
Yeah.
We're not in some little tiny town.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, so it's a big day, and we actually end the day of moving with big night with kind of carnivals and petting zoos and bull rides, because we know that it's kind of stressful for folks, and we want them to be able to enjoy and relax a little bit before orientation officially starts the next morning.
Oh, that's awesome. And so do the events of GBO, is it required attendance, or do you get to pick and choose what events you go to?
Yeah, we get that question all the time, especially with the question of, is it really 7 days? What can we do for 7 days? And yes, that is the case. And we really expect that all students participate in all components of Golden Bear orientation. And we do that because we've built each part to make sure that students succeed. And it could be simple and easy in that moment to say, oh, I don't need this, or I might not pursue this, so I don't need to spend time here. But we encourage you to take advantage of every single component of Golden Bear orientation. I like to think of Golden Bear orientation like classes during your semester. Your professor might not be taking attendance, but you know by the end of it that sitting in those classes and learning from folks and engaging with your peers and connecting to them is going to make you more successful in the final. Also, we give you plenty of break time. So just because all the components days are long, we want you to also take a break and enjoy and relax and make those connections too. So it's not all sitting in a lecture. It's not all just meals all the time. There's a big balance of different events going on. And if you have questions, if you're concerned about the attendance, about the time, call our office. We recognize we're building a program for 9,000 students. It can't fit everyone perfectly.
Right.
So we just want folks to call and ask, and we'll walk you through what your schedule may look like, what it looks like for the week, because we want you to succeed. We don't want this to be a hindrance to your success.
Okay. And so do you have an idea of what a student's day might look like during GBO?
Yeah, that is a great question. One thing that everyone will have, no matter what, is food. So
priorities
number one. There's three meals a day. You're going to have large scale events. So the beginning, we're going to start with grouping, and you're going to meet your orientation leaders. And they are current students who are passionate about making sure you as a new student have a great experience. And you'll be with a small group of other new students. You're not going to be with all 9,000 students the whole time. So we're going to have big scale events, but you're also going to have small time where your group takes you on a tour of campus. You're going to experience the city of Berkeley because we recognize that's a big part of your time here. You're going to have time with the College of Engineering, with your advisors. And so there's so many different components actually on our website, and we've been sending out emails to students, is kind of a schedule of what to expect and the different components, although it's different for every single student. So every small group has a unique schedule. We also give our orientation leaders a lot of ability to add their kind of flair into their group schedule because they're real life students. They know what it's like here at Berkeley, and we want them to impart their wisdom onto the new students in their group.
So every group is going to have at least one student orientation leader?
At least one, yeah. And specifically, if you are a transfer student, one of your leaders will also be a transfer student as well. So with that shared identity of recognizing your unique experience coming into Berkeley.
I like the idea that they get to build a little bit into it of like something that they thought was important that they wanted to make sure that the students find out about.
Yeah. So one of our most popular items that our orientation leaders took folks on last year was boba tours of City of Berkeley. Their top boba places or the best places to nap around campus. Those happen to be some of our most popular activities that our orientation leader took their groups to last year.
I want to know where these napping places are. The number one question that I seem to get about Golden Bear orientation is about the food. And we know they're going to get fed, but what are they getting fed? Are they getting to choose? Is it a really strict menu?
Great. So three meals a day. Breakfast for everyone is going to be grab and go. So at the different residence halls. And even if you are a student who's not living in university residence halls, you're welcome to go in. We've got our fancy wristbands to identify you as an individual within the program. And you can just go in and grab whatever works for you. And then lunch and dinner, we have meals at the residence halls as well as food trucks on campus. Mm-hmm. And so say, for example, you're going to one of the residence halls for dining. That will be the same food at every single residence hall for that meal. So,
okay.
But lunch and dinner will vary. And if any folks have extreme allergies, our campus is really great about meeting gluten, kosher, halal, any of those kind of needs that students have. My favorite meal, though, of Golden Bear orientation is that every single student will have at least one of their meals at a restaurant on the Telegraph Avenue.
Oh,
so we really
nice.
Want you to get connected and know that maybe you're going to need a little extra, you need a burrito or you need anything, or ice cream or, again, boba, whatever you need. So we want students to explore. So at least one of their meals will be held at a restaurant on right off campus.
Oh, that's a great way to get to explore the neighborhood and the surrounding Berkeley area. Because I know the food around here is fantastic.
Great, yes. And I know we've heard a lot from different students that they've found so many different restaurants through that program that they're able to go back day after day during their first semester on campus.
And is there one part of GBO that you think is the most important, that takeaway that students need to really make sure that they go and listen and pay attention? I know we want them to do it for all of it, but if there was one that you had to like really focus on.
I'm going to go to two different things because I can't pick between just one. So first is Bear Pact. It's actually a program that I work heavily on, and it's a performance play that's written and performed by real-life students
okay.
who talk about how we can build a safe and inclusive community on this campus. And they actually talk specifically about ending sexual violence and talking about how they can care for themselves as individual students. So it's pretty incredible to see how students share this message in the hopes that we're building a safer and inclusive community.
Oh, that's awesome.
On the flip side, the other really fun one is Day in the Bay. Every single one of our students will spend at least a half of their day as part of Golden Bear orientation exploring the Bay Area. So that might mean you're taking a Bay cruise out to San Francisco or going to the Oakland Museum. Or if you're a transfer student, you're actually picking from 100 different companies who will host you for the day. So maybe you're looking into nonprofits. So when that email comes out for transfers, they can self-select what program or company they want to go see. So we want to get folks out and away from campus as well. So recognizing building your community here, but exploring the area around you and learning how to take BART while you're at it.
My most exciting thing that I'm looking forward to is we get a full day with all the new incoming engineer students, which is pretty awesome.
And your schedule is looking pretty good. I think they should be very excited to be coming to hang out.
We got quite a few things that they get to do.
Yeah.
And so do you have any tips for students of how to make the most of their time at GBO?
Yeah, I think engage, ask questions, and really spend time with your small group and ask and make those connections and support from those students, because they're going to be the ones in your residence halls and in your classes, and you're going to really appreciate you're having this kind of carefree time with them before classes even start. Take advantage of your break time. We know that it's a busy week, and we want you to be successful once classes start, and that means when it's break time, you can go sit and do your own thing, and maybe listen to a different engineering podcast that just came out that day. And I would think the best advice is get some good shoes. It's a long week, but also Berkeley's on a hill. I remember my first week working here, I was pleasantly surprised by how many steps I accumulated in a day, and you'll get plenty of those. So get some good shoes, and know that, like I said earlier, everyone's new, and so take advantage of that. There's no silly questions, and this whole campus is built for you, and that one week is just all about you. So taking advantage of that and having a good time.
And you have an orientation leader that's been here for a year.
At least 1 year. We have seniors, we have orientation leaders who have continued, some are transfers. They are really a reflection of all the many student identities and experiences. And so they are also going to want to make sure you get connected with other folks too, because they want to share their story and they want to give you the opportunity to share kind of how you got to Berkeley and what you want to get out of your time here.
Is there anything else that you want to add that we didn't touch on yet?
I think the main thing is if you have questions or you need support, know that Berkeley is the place that has support systems, whether that's within the College of Engineering, if you have academic questions, or housing, if you don't know where your housing unit is, or our Office of New Student Services, because I think Berkeley is the place that if you ask questions, people will be there to support you, but that requires you to ask, to explore, to engage a little bit, and then always check your email.
Yes, check your email. Please check your email.
And enjoy the summer. I think that's it. We know that it's going to be a lot once you arrive here, and we want it to be an incredible time. But take advantage of being with family or friends or pets when you're at home now or exploring. So just take advantage of your time here and enjoy those folks who hopefully have helped you get to this place.
Well, thank you so much, Mickey, for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me. Can't wait to meet you all in person in August.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we'll talk to you again next week for the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. Goodbye.